Robot or not, robot or not.
So something you mentioned earlier, we talked a lot about virtual kind of things lately, but I want to throw you a little curveball. There's a news story recently about a group of scientists who have they have simulated a flatworm brain, which doesn't have very many neurons. It's like 300 neurons or something like that. It's an incredibly simple creature, but it's a living creature, and they have a simulation of the worm brain in a computer. Okay. And then what they do is they have the computer program have stimulus from and control of a Lego Mindstorms robot body, and it actually shows behavior, like avoidance behavior and moving around behavior, like the worm would. But they didn't program the simulation to control the robot. They just connected the existing brain simulation to the robot. So it's like a simulated worm brain is controlling a Lego Mindstorms as its body. So what is that?
That's a robot, because it doesn't matter what the people writing the software cheated off of. Oh, we're going to do a computer model of the flatworm brain. But it doesn't matter. You have computer chips. You have a program that you wrote, a little neural network or whatever. You put all the software inside the hardware, and the hardware has sensors and wheels and stuff. And then you say, go ahead and be a robot. And it does stuff.
And then you put something in front of it, and it goes, whoa, there's something in front of me, and it backs up.
And that's a very basic robot that you've made there. And the whole thing with, like, oh, it's just like the flatworm brain, like, modeling the actual functionality of a single neuron, I don't think we're even at that point, because they're fiendishly complicated. It's not as if you can model it with, but they're making approximations. And they say, if we make rough approximations, oh, this is kind of like what neurons and synapses are like, and we have this actual living thing that's so simple that we can actually enumerate all of the different synapses and neurons, and our simple little program that we have representing one of them will connect them all together. Neural networks. And yeah, sure, that's a robot. You've made a robot.
Yeah, I think the cooler thing about that story is that by using that model, they get behavior out of it, and they didn't have to program the behavior. The behavior is in the model. I think that's the most interesting thing about that. And in fact,
a lot of the neural nets are like that, where you just make a series of connections, like the neural networks, and you train them. You just make a series of connections. You arrange things in a way that they can learn, but it's useless in the beginning. And then you train it on, like, you know, sample data or whatever, and it comes to recognize it over time. And then you show it, you know, show it a picture, and it can recognize whether it's a duck or a shoe or whatever. You know?
We talked about neural networks. I want to talk about game playing robots, because it's a similar sort of thing. You're not programming these things. They are learning and they're growing. And so, like, Watson that won at Jeopardy, and the Deep Blue that beat Garry Kasparov in chess, and the Google has a Go playing computer. Now that's a computer. So my question for you is, can those be robots? What would it take for them, those kind of learning machines, to be considered robots?
They can't really be robots, because they don't go anywhere. Like, they are programs inside often racks and racks of computers, and everything they know how to do has nothing to do with sort of, like, they don't have bodies. I mean, a robot has a body.
What if the chess computer had arms to move the pieces?
Right. Well, then what you have to, you know, then you get into, like, is this an AI or is the chess computer? You need, once you have a body like that, and, you know, like, oh, now, you know, the chess computer has arms and can move around. Well, is moving around and having arms any part of playing chess? Because, like, what I'm getting at is that the chess playing part is not relevant at all. Like, you could do that. Like, hey, let's take this chess playing computer and let's put it in a body that has arms and legs, and then let's now change its program in some way so it can, you know, maybe, like, put the flatworm brain in it so it can, like, navigate hallways and find where it's going and not bump into things and have some sort of goal to get from point A to point B, maybe to get to the chess match or whatever.
That would be the worst horror movie ever, by the way. This the flatworm that plays chess.
Yeah, no, it's not a very fiendish foe, right? All right, so do that, but now take out the chess playing part. Still a robot, because now you're just back to the flatworm robot again, right? The chess playing part is a red herring there. Like, it's great that they're always so smart and they can play chess or whatever, but that's nothing to do with robotness. Robotness size doesn't matter, and neither does really intelligence. It matters if that doesn't, you know, it's like saying that you're not a living thing unless you can play chess well. So, you know, of course you are.
The autonomy is the more important thing than the capabilities.
And self-containedness. And eventually, as you ramp up the intelligence, we get into the like, oh, well, if this is actually like a sentient self-aware being, does it identify with the body? Because then if you're a sentient self-aware being, but you don't identify with the body at all, like Ultron or whatever, you're still not a robot. You're just a nomadic AI looking for, you know, like a hermit crab looking for shells. Hmm. Only there's no crab.
Whoa.
It's almost, what was the, that was the Tesla thing, or Tesla, Marconi or somebody. It was like trying to explain how wireless transmission of, you know, information works. And it's like, imagine a cat stretching across the Atlantic and you pull the cat's tail in London and it meows in New York. Wireless is like that, but now imagine there's no cat. I like misattributing quotes. Somebody said that thing about the cat.
Yeah. Wasn't Schrodinger, probably.
No.
Robot or not.